I'm trying to see how can I turn this hustle into an actual business that I can grow it and take full advantage of. So what's the first thing I need to, you need to know, or that needs to happen?
First thing you need to know is be prepared to give up 9K in taxes.
Mm.
Off that 30.
All right, bro, this has been real. I'm going to go ahead.
Be prepared to give up 9 off of that. If, you know, without proper write-offs, without things like that, 30K of self-employment income, like a 1099 income, you're going to generate about 30%. I encourage everyone to start a business. Everyone. Because corporation tax rates are lower than individual tax rates.
What up, what up? This is the Literacy Kings Podcast. My name is Corey Paul, rapper, creative, and entrepreneur.
And I'm Jamarcus Traham, a.k.a. Jay with the NBA, investor and teacher.
Hey, man, we grew up in a neighborhood with like a 40% dropout rate and didn't read a book until we was grown men. But once we did, it changed our lives. So now, we breaking down books to build up culture. We are
the Literacy Kings.
Now, reading is fundamental.
What up, what up? This is the Literacy Kings Podcast, man. Thank y'all for checking us out. So on the last episode, we were talking about the history of taxes and corporations. And so this right here is just a little bonus, a little splash, where we're going to talk about basically how to turn your side hustle into a business to where you can start claiming expenses and doing a lot of things that we talked about on the last episode. And if you didn't listen to episode 4 yet and somehow you got here, I would encourage you, go back and listen to episode 4, then come listen here, and it'll make a lot more sense. So, Jay, how you feeling,
man? Right, no spoilers. No spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. How you feeling,
man? I'm feeling good, man. Especially about this. This is something that is near and dear to me. Because a lot of people got hustles, but very few people can convert them into actual businesses. At least on paper, you know what I mean?
Right.
Which will affect things down the line for them. You know, it'll stunt their growth if they don't learn how to do it properly.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's that. So when I first walked into Jay's office, I was a hustler. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I didn't really understand the need for a business. And I know that's a lot of the times the case is, say, man, I'm trying to make this money. Like, having the business structure is not really that sexy. I'm really just trying to make this money. But then what you don't realize is you end up spending more and getting taxed and like you say, it stunts the growth overall when you're trying to scale, when you just really you hustling and you don't have a business. So, all right, let's take it from we're gonna take it from the bottoms. All right, Jay. So I walk in to your office, and I got a side hustle. You know what I'm saying? And right. I made 30K off my side hustle last year, but you know, I didn't claim all of it. I didn't know what that was going to do to me tax-wise. I was going to have to pay all these taxes that I didn't claim. I don't know. So I'm trying to see how can I turn this hustle into an actual business that I can grow it and take full advantage of. So what's the first thing you need to know or that needs to happen?
First thing you need to know is be prepared to give up 9K in taxes.
Mm.
Off that 30.
All right, bro, this been real. I'm gonna go ahead.
Prepared to give up 9 off of that. If you know, without proper write-offs, without things like that, 30K of self-employment income, like a 1099 income, it's gonna generate about 30% in taxes.
Okay.
Most people don't realize individually, the difference between individual tax rates and corporation tax rates.
Okay.
So, you know, you hear people saying, oh, man, you ain't in my tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't in this, right? And they be stunned on boys. The truth of the matter is you're backwards because corporation tax rates are lower than individual tax rates. So a lot of people do a lot of flexing, man, but in actuality, it's the opposite. So like, if you look up right now, for 2020, corporate tax rate is about 21%, right? Thanks to the tax cut acts and job acts or whatever. Before that, it was like 35%. So a major cut in tax rate, right? Well, 21% tax rate as an individual, you're only making 40,000. It's right around 40, right? So if you are saying, oh, you're not in my tax bracket, you're saying that you are being taxed more because you make more.
Right.
Truth of the matter is, corporations, major corporations' tax bracket is actually lower than yours. So you, like, you're stunning on someone, but you don't really know what you're saying is backwards.
It's real.
You know what I'm saying? Like Jay-Z say, he say, my account's so good, I'm practically living tax-free. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah,
but so, well, real wealth won't be gained by giving it all to the Uncle Sam. You know what I'm saying? Giving it all to the government. So, you know, as we stunt, make sure we stunt properly. But back to what you're saying. Back to what you're saying. Bro, what I want everyone to know is the tax code is designed to influence financial behavior. You need to keep that in your mind at all times. Tax breaks are given for investors. They're not given for the employee.
Right.
They're given for the investor because you are an investment of the investor. if you're an employee.
Yeah.
Like, they're investing in you.
Yeah.
They, you're a part of their investment. So they're going to get a tax break for hiring you.
Right,
but you're not gonna get a tax break for working for them.
For them, yeah. That's good. That's good.
Tax breaks are made for the investor, man. So it's the government uses the tax code to influence things that they need to get done. I remember back in the day, in 2008, when the housing market crashed, and then when Obama came, they came with that $8,000 tax credit. And their boss was getting that $8,000 tax credit. Let me get a house, but they had to slowly repay it over several tax years. But that wasn't free money. That was because the housing market had crashed and we had to incentivize you some way to buy houses. That's a perfect example of what the tax code does. The tax code incentivizes you. You get a school credit for college, you know what I'm saying? You get retirement savings credit, you get that housing credit back in 08. It's certain things that the government wants you to do, and they're influencing you by your credit for it. You see what I'm saying?
It's not just
free money. And, oh, they just put that in there. No, it's strategically put in there. You know what I'm saying? I want people to know that.
Right. No, that's good, bro. That's game. But see, it's important to, so here's the thing. If you're just trying to like make a cake, you can throw a bunch of ingredients in there, whip it up, throw it in the oven. You know what I'm saying? But when you're trying to build your financial IQ, you have to actually understand the behind the scenes and the foundation of why you're doing what you're doing, because it'll help you stick to those decisions. You know what I'm saying? Because you see the big picture. You know what I mean? So I got you. So,
well, you want the factory to crank out as many cakes as possible in the most efficient way.
Right. So, okay. so how do I avoid? Okay. So I'm like, all right, if I got to pay 9K of this, you know what I'm saying? That make me want to just keep tucking my money or something. Like, how do I avoid, giving almost half of my money away? Once I start a business, if I get a DBA or LLC, what do I do then?
First of all, you have to separate yourself. And you do that through incorporating.
Okay.
Whether it be a S-Corp or C-Corp, LLC, which is the most popular right now. What you're doing is separating you, the individual, from the activities of the company that's producing you revenue.
Okay.
And that's the main thing a corporation does. It creates space. It's separating, right? What that does is two things: asset protection and tax breaks, tax benefits. So okay. Because as an individual, there are not many breaks at all. I could probably give you like the top 10 that people use, but there's over 400 as a corporation.
Right, that are used frequently.
So you're creating that separation. This is not Jamarcus. This is Jay with the NBA Incorporated. You know what I'm saying? It's separated. This is a wholly different this is a whole different entity.
Right.
That's the first thing it does. Then when you have that separation, you can protect the things that I personally own. You can't sue me. You have to sue the corporation. So again, the main idea is asset protection and tax breaks. So after you incorporate, what I would tell you to do, if you got 30 bands,
hold on. Cause I don't know how to incorporate. I don't know where to go. I don't know how, I don't got thousands of dollars to do this. You know what I'm saying? So what do? I just, do I fill out some pay? Cause we said in episode 4, corporation is just a legal document, right? So what is the practical steps of me? Let's go LLC. What's the practical steps of me getting the LLC? Now, obviously, you got to walk through every detail, but just the ABCs of it.
It's pretty easy. Number one, you need to know what state you're going to incorporate in. Most people go with the state they're currently in right now, because that's going to be where they conducting business at. So we're in Texas, so I go to Texas Secretary of State website. Whatever state you're in, you go to the Secretary of State website. Now, it might not be called Secretary of State, but there's a governmental office that handles corporations.
Okay.
So what you can do is just do a simple Google search, type in your state and do business filings, type in business filings behind your state, right? Okay. Florida business filings, Texas business filings, Arizona business filings, whatever it is, it will probably pull up the Secretary of State website for you.
Okay. Right?
You'll search that website for an area with business filings or corporation setups.
Okay.
So you're looking for a keyword along those lines.
Okay. Right?
So from there, they normally, most states now, they have self-service things online. So where you can literally do your search for your business name, which is what I prefer you do first.
Okay.
Do a search to see if that name is in existence already.
Okay.
Right. And then I think in Texas, it costs $1 to do a name search. So once your name is clear and you don't have particular issues with a name, then you can go ahead and submit the paperwork and pay the fee.
Is the paperwork complicated? I need some help with it, or I should be able to do it on my own?
If you have names, the main things you need is the name of the corporation that you, your ID in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that you want to put LLC behind it. So whatever the name is, name LLC. Literacy Kings LLC, for example. So whatever your name is, put LLC behind it. If you are incorporating with a C Corp, put INC behind it, Inc. or Incorporated, or Corp, C-O-R-P, behind it. Make sure it's in there. It's in your name, right? So once you do that, the only other thing you need besides your name is who you want to be a member of the LLC or owner of the corporation. Just their names and addresses.
Like if I got a CFO, a chief financial officer, to somebody that's over the money, or a COO, the chief operating, the person that's over the everyday operation, or if I got like team members that's going to own a part of the business, they need to go on there. But if I don't got nobody that's going to own another part, I own it 100%, then it's just me on there.
Yeah. So to stick with your LLC example, you are a single member LLC.
Got you.
LLC has members. That's the name for their for the ownership of the LLC. They call them members. But corporations, they have owners. And if you do a nonprofit, you'll have to put the title that you want that particular person to have. But all of this stuff can change. You can do amendments to it. So don't feel like you have to lock yourself in.
Okay, so that's good. You can start now.
You just need to get started.
For sure.
You don't have to worry about percentages yet. You don't have to worry about any of that. This is just filing the paperwork with the Secretary of State. So whenever you Google the form that you need for your particular state, if you look on the form, it'll have the fee on there. So like if you Google Texas Form 205, Texas Form 202, it'll have $300 fee if it's nonprofit. I mean, if it's for profit, and nonprofit is $25.
Gotcha.
I know you was up there in Missouri. Missouri is $75 for an LLC.
Dang. So it depends. It could be as low as $75.
Yeah.
To us, depending on your state. Mm-hmm. See, I knew how much it was in Texas, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where we started Frontline in Texas. So I remember it was about three something, which is, I thought it was going to be thousands of thousands of dollars, you know what I mean? But it's
lawyers going to finish. A lawyer finish you out of $1,500. I'm serious,
man. For real.
Lawyer, you get finished for $1,500 and you look at the form. When you get the form back, it's gonna say $300 on it. You gonna be like, man, this dude cook me, man.
Tax. I need some taxes, man. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know. I paid LegalZoom about $125 to do mine.
To do it. Yeah.
Yeah, but when I got it back, because I ended up paying like $425. That was the $300 was the actual filing fee.
right, yeah, that you could have did yourself.
I paid $125 to do three pages of paper.
But what you know what it is? It just like you saying, when you don't know, you feel me? You don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So that's why whether you're an entrepreneur or you got some homies that's entrepreneurs or whatever, make sure that you send them this episode, because it's a lot of stuff we don't know. But then once we get that knowledge, once we get that information, it changed the game and it save you money.
Don't be afraid to pay, because you can write all of this off. The cost of the corporation, just turn around and write it off on the business taxes.
So that lead us perfectly to the next thing, all right? I'm incorporated, you know what I'm saying? Literacy Kings, you know, LLC. Now, okay, now I made that $30,000. Do I still got to pay $9,000? Or I'm different now because I got an LLC. Now I got more wiggle room to work with. How's that work?
You have a lot more wiggle room.
Yeah.
Now your job is to live through your corporation as much as possible.
I can dig it.
Because on page 164, Rich Dad Poor Dad, he gives you a real breakdown. He has business owners on one side of the paper and he has employees on the other side. Mm-hmm. And he says business owners, the step for business owners take is they earn money, they spend it, and then they pay taxes. Mm. On the other side of the page, he has employees earn money, pay taxes, then spend.
Exactly.
And when I tell you that's the whole world, that's the world of a difference right there. If you really understand what's going on, that's a world of a difference. So let me give you an example. All right. So everybody in the hood want to make 100K, right? That's like a goal.
Six figures.
Everybody had, right? Six figures, man. I'm six figures. Yeah, 100,000 type dude. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're not really, because if you make 100K as an employee, it's gonna be a lot different than being taxed on 100K as an employee. Is a lot different than being taxed on 100K as a business owner.
Right.
First of all, if you're a business owner, you're being taxed on the 100K that was left.
That's left.
Yeah.
That's, bro, that's where it made sense to me, Jay. Like,
I hope you get it.
That's where it all made sense to me right there, because I got to stop because that's where it made sense. Okay, if you make 100K, right, and you don't have a business, you're just hustling, and you make 100K, you know what I'm saying, then you got to pay the taxes on 100K. So what's a ballpark amount of how much taxes you're going to pay on 100K?
40.
40. Okay. Okay. Let's say you got to pay 40 on 100K, right? So you know, the end of December here to that year, on 100,000 flat, you're going to owe 40,000, right? You already know that. So what you're doing through the year, based off of what you projecting to make, if you know you projecting to make about 100 or whatever, right? What you doing is, you know, through the year, every dinner that you go out to, you know what I'm saying? The phone that you use, if you can use it predominantly for business, right? The car that you drive, if it can be predominantly be used for business. Any of these things that you can utilize for your business, you can live through it. So then by the end of the year, instead of them saying, oh, you made 100, you owe us 40, right? Instead of saying that, you have acquired so many expenses to offset that 40. So instead of just handing over 40, you've reinvested 40 and lived through that 40 with your own, you know, with your own lifestyle through the business, as long as it lines up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It has to line up.
We're not saying, you know,
I'm not advocating janky. Going hammer in there. Nah.
Right. Nothing janky at all, but where it lines up, meaning like, you know, if, because I know people that will have a business, you know, they got a business, but it's not a business yet. It's a side hustle. They went out and paid $2,000 for equipment. They rented another $500 worth of such and such. They, you know, went to another city and they had meetings. They didn't did $10,000 worth of legitimate business expenses. You know what I'm saying? Right. But didn't claim none of them because they don't have a business set up. You know what I'm saying? That we talking about when you legit do it that way, but you don't claim none of them because you don't want to claim it on your taxes. But really, those expenses would offset the taxes you think you're gonna pay.
Right. I hope people understand what we said. Like, so let me back up. You could have a $250,000 business in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
You could spend $150,000 before you ever pay taxes, mm-hmm, and end up just paying taxes on $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Legal. Really, that's legal.
Really, you made $250,000, mm-hmm, but you spent as much as you could. You knocked out $150,000 of that, mm-hmm, and you're gonna get taxed on the $100,000, and you're gonna get taxed at 21%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the corporate tax rate,
right?
But let's switch over to employee. An employee at $100,000 is at the 24%. Tax bracket, I believe.
24. Higher
than the corporation. Yeah. 24 or 26. Somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. So let's do some simple numbers. When I say 24K, I don't mean 100, you lose 24 immediately, because that's not the way tax brackets work. If you're at the 10% tax bracket, that means the first 10,000 is taxed at 10%. Then after that, the next is 12%, then the next is 22, and then the next is 24. So you're not paying 24% on the whole $100,000. It's staggered.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, you're gonna pay way more than this guy that owns the corporation. So let me show you how. Honey, I have tax clients that make $100,000, so I could tell you the exact numbers. Mm-hmm. So they make $100,000, you're gonna pay about $18,000 in just federal withholding. Right. Oh. So that's 18% right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna lose about another $6,500 to Social Security, and Social Security tops off at $100,000. So you don't have to pay more Social Security at $100,000. So you're gonna pay about $6,500 to about $7,000 in just Social Security. You're gonna pay another $1,500 in Medicare, another $1,500 to $2,000, somewhere in there, because those rates change just like tax rates change a little bit, but it's somewhere up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
If you put that $15,000 with that about $8,000, well, no, you put that $18,000 with about $8,000 more from Social Security and Medicare, that's $26,000 you lost off the muscle. So that's 100 minus 26. You already at 74.
Just like that. That's just like that. With nothing being done.
Yeah, that doesn't count an employee's 401k.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count their medical insurance, their dental. All them other deductions that come out of employee checks. That's off the muscle. So the truth be told is, if you're a $100,000 employee, you're gonna walk home with probably low 60s.
Man, that's like that. Initially, that sounds like a punch to the stomach, but it should be the most inspiring thing you can hear. You know what I'm saying? It should be the most inspiring thing you can hear, because you can do something about it. You know what I mean? We can do something about it. Now that once we get the knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to be able to apply to it.
Well, you got to think about it like this. Let's go back to that $250,000 in business, you wrote off $150,000 and you're taxed on that $100K. That $100K at 21% is $21,000. So out of $250,000 in revenue, you're only paying $21,000. That's less than 10%.
Man, it sounds like it's not true. You know what I'm saying? When you said it, I was like, it sounds like, nah, bro, that makes no sense. Like, people would do something about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would just sit there and take that. That law would get passed. But it's true. And it's
who's
just
contributing. Who's contributing more to society? The 100K employee that wakes up and just does his one job, or the business that business provides a good or service to an entire community. That business hires people. That business transacts business with other vendors, utility company, water company, light company. Like, they have all kinds of vendors. That business is stimulating the economy. It only makes sense for the government to give the breaks to that business that's doing more for the economy than the person that's just waking up having one job to do.
I think that hits on what we was talking about last time, because we live in America and we know America, you know, the United States is capitalist. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
In the head and heart. You know what I'm saying? Shoulders, knees, and toes. You know what I'm saying? They capitalist through and through. So that statement that you just said could sound kind of like, well, I'm important too. Well, what I do is important as well. You know what I mean? My family, that's how you feel. That's how I feel. But that's not the country we live in. It's not all created equal. You know what I'm saying? Just because you are a hardworking citizen does not mean that they're gonna treat you the most valuable. Not in the United States. You're gonna be treated the most valuable by the amount of money you can make for that country. They're gonna give you all the value. And so we profit not by our emotional disagreements, but by, like what Rich Dad always say, what you gonna do. Right? What are you going to do? And it goes back to what you're saying, understanding how the tax code is set up and how it's designed to benefit the investor, to benefit the business. Why not? Right. Why not leverage that opportunity so that the hard work you are doing every day on your job is being able to come back into your pocket more than go out, you know. So I know that's a hard statement, but it's true, and we can do something about it. We don't have to just sit there and take it.
What you can do is start minding your own business, like Robert says.
Yep.
Because when you get into investing, you'll realize the tax rate for investments, for like dividends, and like if you're getting dividends off your stock, like they paying you money just for owning the stock, that tax rate is way lower.
Yeah.
Than employee tax rate. So passive income, the tax rate tends to be lower. Now, most people, they only have 401k and they only have savings, right? So right. Those are the main two assets or whatever. But here's the thing. Your 401k, the tax credit on the 401k is capped. So even if you make over a certain amount, I believe it's like 45,000, 50,000. If you make over that certain amount, you're not even going to get that tax credit anymore. It's good. You still got your retirement, but you're not going to get it on tax wise. It's not even going to help on tax wise.
Right.
And savings actually hurts your taxes because what happens is if you have a substantial amount of your savings, and that means you're going to get a decent amount of interest. So they're going to kick you off a 1099 for interest, a 1099 INT for interest. That's actually going to hurt your tax return because it's more and more declared income.
Right.
It's like you're getting penalized tax-wise for having savings.
Right. So it's just not set up. So that's good. So I think we got to a solid point because we realized, all right, you know, this is how you can start the LLC. Once you start it, it's a way that you can offset the expenses to best serve the way the tax is structured and set up, right? So then from there, From there, then it's just about keeping a record of what is coming in and what is going out.
Profits and expenses.
Profits and expenses, keeping a record of what's coming in and what's going out. And then I'll add, and Jay, you can add, with a, you know, you leading the show on this, but I know that it's important to find a Jay Wood NBA. You know what I'm saying? Find somebody, you know, you're reading, right? So you're getting that knowledge, but then also open up your network to other people who learning, trying like you, you know what I'm saying? Who trying to learn like you, so that y'all can do it together and realize the mistakes that's being made and the wins that's being had. And so you can put all of that together and start to, you know, that 30 turn into 50 into 100.
Yeah. Business is a team sport. You know, Robert Kiyosaki, he said it all the time, and other people say it all the time too. Any self-help or financial book person, they'll tell you it's about what kind of team you put around yourself.
Right, right.
Well, Jay-Z said on that song Pusha T, he said, "Who deserves a medal of freedom is my accountant." You know what I'm saying,
bruh?
Yeah. Account deserve a medal of freedom.
Freedom. You know? Yeah. So, it's real.
Because you know, I'm at the point where I needed a stronger account.
That's real.
And yeah. I do account work for other people, but what I've seen is it's harder to manage everything that you have. Mm-hmm. Because we tend to keep it in our mind. We have this stack of paper, and then at the end of the year we have to go through it.
Right.
It's easier for me to go through other people's stuff than for me to actually go through mine.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. You so close to it.
Yeah, you're so close to, and then you might be missing some things. So it's a that fresh eyes perspective. Like
right.
So a lot of people do their stuff on their own, and that's great because they're definitely websites or whatever who have been designed to help you. But the more complicated your situation gets, and I pray that it gets complicated because
right.
You should be earning more. The more complicated it gets, I would encourage you to seek some professional accounting work and tax filing work from professionals, because they have access to more deductions that's in TurboTax and H&R Block Online.
Right. That's good.
Because we pay to have it in our software. Right.
That's good. Go ahead. Look, no, I'm saying anything that we're talking about and that you unsure and I don't know and how could, man, first is Google and YouTube. You know what I'm saying? If you don't understand what we're saying, pause the episode, Google it, you know, or YouTube it to understand, you know, more about it. Or never hesitate to send us a message, you know, hit us up about it as well. And know that it's not going to all come together right here, right now, but you're just trying to piece it together. You look up over time, you know what I'm saying? And then you'll be teaching people the same things that Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and Jay or me, you know, are teaching as well.
Never be afraid to pay for help.
Yeah, for real. Hey, I used to pay for shows. When I first started rapping, I used to have to pay to get on stage. And so then later, once I was making it, you know what I'm saying, artists would talk about how such and such wanted them to pay. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's how you know what I'm saying? That's how you get it. We started doing South by Southwest. We paid, you know what I mean? And then they invited us and put us on the website, official artists and all of that. That's part of the game. That's part of the game. You just got to know who to pay. Don't get finessed. You know what I'm saying? Right.
No, research the person and then see if you can find anyone who has dealt with them and to get a testimonial from them.
There you go.
Trust me, it's going to be worth every penny, man.
Because if they trash, they're going to be, they didn't talk about them online. They're trusting me. That's the first. If you do something good, maybe a person might not even say nothing. But you do something bad, oh, they're going to tell everybody they know. So just look up and research the person, and it's going to be more than worth it. Jay, you got anything else, man, before we close out?
I encourage everyone to start a business, everyone under the sound of my voice, start a business. And because I'm gonna finish with this, if you start the business, if you make money, you winning because you made money. If you lose money, you winning because you writing it off on your taxes
as a loss.
And what it does is decreases the amount of your other income that's taxable. Mm. So you're going to win either way. You're just going to win a little bit or a lot.
Man, hold up. That's it, man. So look, this is a bonus episode of the Literacy Kings, man. Make sure y'all come back for the next episode to check us out. We're going to be getting more into Rich Dad, Poor Dad and breaking it down. If you feel this episode, if you're rocking with us, please, please share it. Give us a 5-star rating as well. We appreciate your time, man. So we break down books and we build up culture each and every week. We are the Literacy Kings. Love.
Love.
Now, reading is fundamental.